Grace, mercy, and peace are yours this day from God our Father through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God and Father, send us now your Holy Spirit, that by your might our ears would be opened to the good news of your salvation, and our tongues would be loosed to tell of your mercy and grace to all, in the holy and blessed name of Jesus. Amen. Ephatha, be opened, O ears, and hear of the grace and mercy of our God who sends good news. Ephatha, be opened, O hearts, that you may be filled with the Spirit of our God. Ephatha, be opened, O minds, to receive the knowledge and wisdom that comes down from on high. Ephatha, be loosed, O tongues, to proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into the marvelous light of Jesus. Today our Lord comes to us. He comes to open our ears and to loose our tongues. Today our Lord comes to us to take us aside out of the world that surrounds us, so that he would stand face to face with us as the word of his mouth enters our ears. He touches our tongues with his own very body and blood, that we may zealously and boldly proclaim that he has indeed done all things well. Today the words of the prophet Isaiah are fulfilled. You who were deaf, who at one time could not hear the voice of God, who at one time were far off, have been brought near to him. And now you hear the words of a book. You were brought out of gloom and darkness. You were taken from under the shadow of death, and your blind eyes have been given sight to see the mercy and grace of God in the forgiveness of your sins. In the poverty of your sin, in the meekness of your prayers, God has poured out upon you the joys and mercies which he has for you, so that you would exalt in the Holy One of Israel. Wait, what's that? You don't feel joyful? You don't sense and experience the mercies that would cause you to exalt greatly in God and his love? Proclaiming his kindness toward you in the forgiveness of your sins, you shrink back. You become tongue-tied when you have an opportunity to proclaim the Lord's mercies. Repent. Repent and bow before God and beg of his mercy that he would open your ears and loose your tongues. Acknowledge your sin and receive instruction. Come, learn from him. Learn from his word. Apply yourself to the hearing of the scriptures. Give your ears to the proclamation of his mercy. And by the power of his spirit, you will come to an understanding of his kindness and mercy toward you. Turn back. Turn back from your anxiety and your doubt and hear his promises spoken into your ears. He says to you, I forgive you for the sake of the blood I shed upon the cross. He says to you, I have redeemed you. You are mine. He reminds you, I have washed you clean in baptism. I uphold you and keep you in the love of God for the day of my return. Dear friends in Christ, lay hold of these promises, for they come to you from God himself, the God of the universe, who condescended to come down upon the earth to bestow his grace and his favor upon you. So do not stop your ears. Even when he rebukes you for your sin, patiently receive the rebuke and instruction, so that your spirit may be made poor, so that you may recognize your need. Then you will be made ready to receive his kindness and his goodness. The Lord bestows upon you the richness of his kindness, forgiving the penitent heart that calls upon him. For it has been said of old, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So call upon him. Forsake your self-righteousness, turn back from your pride. Hear God's rebuke upon the foolish thoughts of your heart, which try to boast that you have no need for God or his mercy or his forgiveness. Turn back from your wicked deeds, the deeds of your hands, and acknowledge your sin and be healed. Your Lord Jesus has come to earth, the living Word of God, to save you and rescue you from your own delusions of grandeur. To cover over your sin, he has come to heal your mortal blindness, to reveal to you the depths of his love by rescuing you from the damnation you deserve and granting you new life. Jesus comes to you today to show you your sin, those thoughts, those words, those deeds that your conscience accuses you of, your unbelief, your rejection of his word, your refusal to walk in his ways and obey his commandments. Jesus comes to you today so that you would call upon him and receive forgiveness according to the riches of his mercy and the grace which he poured out for you upon the cross. The Word of God has come to earth to make true for you in your life, here and now, what he prayed when he was raised up upon that holy cross of his suffering. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. He who cried out, "It is finished," as he breathed his last, gave up his spirit so that he may bestow it upon you to begin a new work within you. Though you have reason for shame and for timidity when you approach God because of your sin, though you murmur, and though you have gone astray, Jesus comes today to give you understanding, to lead you to accept instruction. As you sojourn through this world, he seeks to lift you out of the depths and uphold you in his mighty and merciful hand. Sure, the ruthless may surround you. The scoffer will heap scorn upon you. The world will surround you so that they may execute evil upon you. But no, he shall cut them off. If they lay a snare for you, if they speak evil against you, if they make you out to be an offender, on the day of his return, they will be utterly cut off. The Lord will trample them underfoot, unless they too are brought to repentance and faith. God does not desire the death of the wicked. He does not desire to cut off and destroy those whom he has created. God desires that all would turn from their wickedness to receive his mercy, his forgiveness, so that they would not perish, but they would live. But know this: such turning, such salvation, is not accomplished by your strength or your might. Even your own salvation is not accomplished by the work that you have done. We can neither bring ourselves to faith nor keep ourselves in the faith. Like the man of our text, we are deaf to God's voice. We are unable to hear of his mercy. But Christ has opened our ears so that we may know the words that he has spoken, so that we might hear them and take them to heart. So too he brings his word into the world, loosing our tongues to tell others that he has indeed done all things well, even saving us from our sin. He has given us hope. He has given us salvation. He has forgiven our sins and granted to us new life. We ourselves cannot bring others to faith. We ourselves cannot keep them in the faith. But God uses our testimony, our proclamation of his word, to open their ears and soften their hearts. This is all the work of God, who comes through his word and turns hearts and minds to himself. He comes to give faith. He comes to give hope. He comes to lead us to find comfort and consolation in the midst of his holy saints within his church. And here in this place, we gather our voices to proclaim to one another and the world that he has done all things well. And all he accomplishes through his word. Through his word preached and proclaimed from pulpits, through his word spoken in our homes, through his word spoken in the streets, wherever we are. God sends his word upon the earth to reach the ears of all who need mercy and grace. Our own ability to confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, our own ability to believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, comes as a gift given to us through the word which comes into our ears. Through this word, he gives us the gift of his Holy Spirit and fills our heart as we hear the truth about Jesus, his love, proclaimed into our ears. It is a gift that comes to us by the work of God in our lives through the preaching of those whom he sends to proclaim his word, but it is a gift, pure and simple. To be sure, it's a gift that can be refused. It's a gift that can be rejected. It's a gift that we can turn up our nose at and deny, and many do. Some slowly drift away and stop hearing and stop receiving. They stay home or work or find some other task to do rather than attending to God's word and partaking of the goodness of God's mercy. And slowly, almost imperceptibly, their hearts turn cold and frosty and harden. Others, with malice and hatred of God's word, harden their own hearts intentionally against God's work in their lives, like Pharaoh did in the days of Moses. They scoff. They mock God's word. They seek to ensnare you and lead you to doubt and despair. They speak evil against you and utter all kinds of things falsely on account of your faith in Jesus. All in order to make you ashamed, to make you feel embarrassed of God's kindness and mercy toward you. Like those who find other things to do rather than attending to the word as it is preached and taught, they too resist the work of the Holy Spirit, and they confirm themselves in their unbelief and their rejection of Christ. Dear Christian, you must resist the urge to avoid his word. You must close your ears to the accusation of lies spoken in an effort to strip you from Christ. Open your ears to the word which Christ himself speaks, for faith comes through hearing, says St. Paul. But this saying holds true, whether we are talking about faith in God's goodness and mercy, or whether we are talking about faith in lies and the deceits of the world and the devil. If you fill your ears with the lies that the world teaches, you do not hear the cleansing and redeeming word of Christ. If you listen to the deceitful voices that surround you and do not listen to the voice of your God who suffered and died for you, You will be led into false belief. You will be carried further and further away from Christ. Therefore, fill your ears and your mind with God's word, because that word brings with it the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit works faith in your heart. Then you will be strengthened to withstand the fiery darts of the devil who seeks to strip you from Christ. There's no need to debate, no need to argue with those who refuse to listen to or believe the truth. The truth is the truth whether they believe it or not. But confession, speaking forth with your mouth the simple truth, is enough. Jesus is Lord. God raised him from the dead. While much more can and should be said about this basic truth, it is the basic truth. It is why we confess that he is our God, why he is our shield and great defender. He has made the heavens and the earth and all that is in them. He keeps faith forever. He executes justice for the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. He sets the prisoners free, those who are imprisoned especially in unbelief and their refusal and rebellion against God. He watches over you as you sojourn through this life. He upholds the widow and the fatherless. The reason for our hope and our faith is simple. The one who died is now alive. Jesus is risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity. We have this truth embedded in our hearts and our minds by God's power. And it is by this that he saves us. So if your cause is just and right, if in your heart you know that they lie against you and defame you without cause, pray for their deliverance from the evil one and move on. Or even better, hold out to them the hope of Jesus. Speak to them of the truth of his mercy and kindness in the forgiveness of their sins, the promise they have of eternal life through Jesus, our risen Lord. Forgive them. Give them an opportunity to know that the shed blood of Jesus is sufficient to cover over their sins, even their sins against you, and therefore you do not hold their sin against them either. Open your mouth and proclaim with your voice that he has indeed done all things well. He has granted to you forgiveness of your sins. He has called you out of darkness into the light of his love. He has given you of his Spirit so that you believe that by his death on the cross you are saved and rescued and redeemed. No one who believes in him will be put to shame. Therefore, praise the Lord. Sing his praise while you have your voice and your being. Put not your trust in this world, in its princes and presidents, in men or women, no matter their position, no matter their occupation. Even the plans of doctors will come to an end, and ultimately they cannot save. They too will go the way of all flesh, and their plans too will perish. But our God endures forever. Jesus reigns to all generations. Therefore, put your hope and trust in him. Do not lean on your own understanding, but incline your ear to hear him and his word, and take it to heart. Ephatha, be opened, O ears, and hear of the grace and mercy of our God who sends good news. Ephatha, be opened, O hearts, that you may be filled with the Spirit of our God. Ephatha, be opened, O minds, to receive the wisdom and knowledge that comes from on high. Ephatha, Be loosed, O tongues, to proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into the marvelous light of his love, in the holy and blessed name of Jesus. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and keep your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.